T-minus 23. White House, Washington, D.C. Yes, President Slater said, answering her phone with distinct impatience. She had been trying to get in touch with William Godfrey since the end of Focus 2020, to no avail, and the call wasn't from him. Her impatience grew when the nature of the call became apparent, with a Secret Service report being unusually passed all the way up the chain, directly to her. I don't have time for things like this right now, she groaned. Why is this even coming to me? The call came in from Birchwood, Madam President, the man on the other end of the line replied. And this time it's about a lot more than Clark's dislike for our presence. Slater immediately navigated to ACN's homepage on her computer, wondering what the hell was going on now. There had been a large media contingent in Birchwood all day, along with the roadblocks that went with it. But that was all fairly standard for the once anonymous town that now found itself on the tip of everyone's tongue whenever alien-related matters returned to the fore. Nothing of that nature had ever caused a problem in the past, and the lack of any obvious stories on the news had Slater scratching her head as to what the hell was going on. With the roadblocks in place and the elevated police presence that always accompanied a media influx, Birchwood struck her as one of the least likely places for any stationed agents to run into an issue. Is everyone okay? Slater asked, her tone suddenly far less sharp. She closed her eyes and prayed for a yes. Well, there hasn't been a security incident as such. Slater's eyes widened. But? But one of the agents insists that he saw a sudden and total flash emanating inside the house. Emma's house? Yes. And other than Clark, who's in New York, the whole group was in there, including Norris and Bird. Was in there? Slater prodded, growing increasingly uneasy. The man hesitated. I didn't mean anything by that, but the tense may be pertinent. The specific purpose of the agent's call was to request permission to approach the home. As you know, Clark was very threatening before he left for New York, demanding that the agent stay off the property. Sounds like him, Slater lamented. Give it a few minutes, she decided. If there's anything else suspicious, and particularly if the other agent sees it, I want them to go in. Clark isn't there, so this won't blow up. Later, once we have some intel on what happened, if anything even did happen, I'll take the heat and tell the McCarthys I ordered our agents to check it out. Thank you, Madam President. We'll keep you posted. Slater ended the call, hoping the report would conclude nothing beyond the fact that one of the agents in Birchwood had developed an overactive imagination to deal with the endless tedium of a beat that hadn't involved even the slightest hint of drama for many months. She glanced at her phone again, half expecting to see a notification that a message had come in from Godfrey during her call. Still, it hadn't. What the hell are you doing, Godfrey? She wondered. But even with a million guesses, she would never have come close.